Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, friends. Welcome to a very special episode of That Sounds Fun 2018 Christmas Party. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so glad to be here with you. The music in the background is from our good friend, Mr. Dave Barnes. Make sure you grab his Christmas album, December to Remember. It is just one of my very favorites. Today on the show, listen, we make a lot of big asks at Christmas, and we try to get some really special people in here, and I can't believe this worked out. It just is. I'm starstruck from start to finish. You're not going to even believe this. But today on the show, we have Santa Claus. You guys, we have Santa Claus. He made his way to Nashville, came into my office. And in the show today, you're going to hear some would call an expose on Santa Claus. Just a real deep dive into what it's like to be the big man himself. So without any further delay, here is my conversation with everyone's favorite guy, Santa Claus. I'm a little starstruck.
No.
we've sent so many emails.
Mm.
And I can't believe you're really here, Santa.
Well, thanks for having me.
I guess my first question, because we've asked some other celebrities who have Christmas albums, if they were able to be on the show, and they're so busy this season.
Oh, yes.
You're so busy, but somehow you're here. Tell me what path got you, because we're live in Nashville. You're sitting across from me in Nashville. How did you get here today?
The sleigh. No, I Ubered.
From the airport?
I can't go there anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
A lot of people, a lot of staring.
Yeah. Especially this time of year when you're wearing the red.
I have to. It's contractual.
Oh. Okay.
All of December, I have to wear black. I can do black as a hat.
Sure.
Or boots, a belt. You cannot, at any point, and trust me, I've tried, wearing any other colors than red, white, or black. So kind of pinned in, if you will.
Okay. So you took an Uber to get here?
Yes, red one.
I mean, we are so close. We are 1 week from your big night.
Mm.
And a red Uber. I didn't hear that.
Contractual.
You just keep canceling until the right car comes up. Until
that's
a red
hard,
car.
Yes, because they see me and they get excited.
Or do they have, do you have a special, because like the president has his own car that meets him in every city. You obviously need to take an Uber. Do you have a different app than us?
Yes.
Oh.
It's Suba.
Oh.
Santa Uber.
Suba.
Yes. Apple made it for me years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've known everyone forever. So
that's true.
Right.
Yes.
So you knew the guy who started Apple. I'm blanking on his name.
Steve. Old sweet Steve.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
He was a naughty boy.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
But at some point, he came around enough that y'all worked out an app together.
Yeah. I knew his second in command.
Oh.
Robert.
Yeah. Better kid?
No.
No.
Just as bad.
Just as bad.
They're all bad apples. Unseen. Santa strikes again.
Some would say that had been where you'd have said ho, ho, ho. But I don't know. I don't know how on the clock you are right
that
now.
That phrase is a funny one. It was trademarked by us 233 years ago.
Really?
Mm, yes.
Were you Santa then? Or is it, what's the rotation thing?
It's three on, three off. it's a quick rotation. We enjoy it thoroughly, but it's hard on the back. The gifts these days, the Pelotons and the, you know, of course, animals when you're
sure.
giving puppies are dangerous.
Gosh, what do you do when people ask for puppies?
Snakes are the tricky ones.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, you want to get the baby ones are dangerous. They're poisonous and they bite.
So three on, three off. So there's multiple. So 233 years ago, y'all trademarked ho, ho, ho. That's where I interrupted you with the snake question.
We did. We had to make sure that was only Santa's. There's 26 living Santas.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That... Yep. Okay, I'm not kidding you. That feels...
25.
Oh.
I just got a text. Oh. Oh, sweet Santa, 16, 15, one of those two.
I feel like that's kind of groundbreaking information because I don't know that I knew that we're multiple living Santas at once.
Mm. Maybe we should erase that.
Okay.
I shouldn't say it so publicly. Maybe I'll get my hand slapped.
So you are Santa.
Today, yes.
Yeah. Yes. You're the one who is in charge of 2018 Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of it. Amazon does cover about 7%. We have, yes.
You've outsourced just a bit.
A little.
Why?
Because, just logistics.
Sure.
You know, getting, you know, Rudolph, while is chipper, he's unruly.
Sure.
I love him. He's tired.
Sure.
And, you know, you have these warehouses springing up. And it's just easier.
Yeah, yeah. And you just let them. Is there categories or is there regions of the world that you have outsourced that 7%?
Both.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Mm.
We've had to really upscale.
Mm. Mm. Really?
Yeah, while trying not to downsize.
Okay. Santa, I feel nothing but respect for you, but I feel like you're just using business words.
I want to sound smart.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't do a lot of podcasts.
No, you do. That's the thing is you, last year when I asked your people, I didn't even get directly to you or Mrs. Claus, but the emails I sent, the responses I got were, thank you very much. We'd love to think about it for kind of like what I got from Brett.
Probably
Eldridge.
Hit the spam filter.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's fine. I mean, we've known each other for 38 years.
I've known you longer than that.
Haven't you? Mm. So I was surprised that it bounced like it did. But this year, you were just so.
Speaking of bouncing, you should see me jog. That's a Santa joke. I love those. I never get to say them.
You just never did. What made it the right time for you to record a podcast?
We feel like the optics right now are not very good. So
really?
our PR department has been all over me about doing more of these.
Really? Mm. Has it just been a concern? What do you think people are perceiving about you that isn't true?
I think there's so much happening online.
Really?
Mm, yeah.
Do you have a bad Twitter history or something?
I've got a beef with some people.
Really?
Oh, yes.
And do you actually respond to them? Or are you just sitting back and reading it and just taking it?
It hurts. I try not to respond because then I become a naughty boy and I can't get my... So this is one of the tricks of being Santa most people don't understand. Is you give yourself gifts. Who else? It's a loophole.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so you have to... I have to do the same things everyone does. I have to be a
you
good
have
boy.
To be,
yeah.
You have to get on the list.
Yes, I've been in the naughty list three times.
Wow.
Yes. And I was tough, you know, because I know what I want, but I can't give it to myself.
And you have it. And you could just
it.
Make
it's
it.
Right there in front of me.
Right.
They're making it, the little elves and toying with me.
Right.
Look what I've got, Santa.
Yeah. Sort of thing. And then you don't get it because you're on the naughty list.
Yeah, but I get the next year. You can do, put it off for a year.
Lay away. Yeah, slay away is what y'all call it. Well,
Let me text. That's good. That's really good. I'm going to text that just straight up the chain because that is good.
Straight up the
slay away.
Chimney.
Chip.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy your work here? Because we could use someone like you on the North Pole. We could.
I would go. I would really go.
We love happy chipper people.
Yeah, well, that is, that place is full. Santa, do you speak Enneagram?
Do
y'all know it? Do you train your elves in Enneagram?
Yes.
It's the personality. So
a lot of twos.
A lot of helpers, I bet. Yeah. Just a lot of twos up there. What are you?
All.
Oh, well, sure.
Of course.
Okay.
Now, here's the trick is every month I change the number. So one is January, two is...
Oh, my gosh, you behave. And then by December, you get to be all of them because you're out.
Done the cycle.
You're out and doing.
I'm batting for the
cycle. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you've gone... Well, I guess there's nine, so you have 3 months that we'll sort it out.
I double down.
Yeah, sure. What are people asking for this year?
Well, it's tricky because it's... we don't actually know... They don't let me see that. The elves do their work.
Oh, you don't get to see.
No,
you just check the list and make sure who's on it and who's off
it. Naughty and nice. I'm not so much in the production.
Got
we
it.
Made that mistake the first about two or three centuries. And,
uh-huh.
I'm good with my hands, but, you know, I'm not good with wood. Mm-hmm. I love metals. Mm. I'm creative. I can sing a little, you know. Yeah. But it's when you know, little Jimmy wants a bike. Mm, right. I don't know if you want me building the bike.
Right. Exactly. You know,
so it's tricky. But we outsource a lot. The elves, of course, do a lot. I try to be a part of the sort of, I do a lot of speaking engagements around the North Pole.
Got
to
it.
Keep morale up and
sure.
such. But
sure.
I'm not super involved in all of the production.
Okay, yeah. So you don't even really know what's coming out. You just
get I'm the as surprised as you are a lot of times.
Now, that is amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a question I've wondered for always. Mm. Some of my friends, when I was little, their gifts would be unwrapped, and some would be wrapped from Santa.
Yes.
How do you know which houses to wrap and which to leave unwrapped?
It's a crapshoot.
Okay.
Yeah, or should I say a rap shoot? I'm getting it. See, I see your humor. I'm meeting you in the middle. You know, so truthfully, it's 50 years ago, 49 to be exact, one of the Santas, this was one of my off years.
Sure.
Forgot wrapping paper.
Oh,
this is a true story, and I will not say which Santa 7, but he forgot it, and
he's one who didn't respond to my email.
Yeah, well, he's gone to the big North Pole in the sky. Sadly, we miss him so much. But he forgot wrapping paper, and so he arrived and tried to sell it to the rest of us as
We
don't wrap anymore. We're just going to leave some out so they know, and it sort of stuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so now do y'all just kind of get a choice?
We do.
Yeah, you can go like, I love wrapping, and I designed this new paper. I mean, you said you're on the kind of the design side.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can design new paper if you're feeling it.
Yes.
What month do y'all do that kind of stuff?
Summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of summer. So. Yeah, yeah, it's the weather never really changes there, so it's a lot of inside
You
time.
Just really have to trust a calendar.
Yeah, you
Yeah, because it's going to look the
and
same.
And each other, because if someone starts a rumor, you could think it's March when it's August. You know, it's tricky.
Right, because a lot of the movies would have us believe that this week is when y'all are really going to town on toy building.
No. In fact, we're coming off vacation on Monday.
Okay, okay.
And we really get,
Everything's done.
Everything's done.
Yeah, so what are they doing now? They're on vacation? Everybody's resting?
Yeah, there's a big concert.
Oh,
next week. Yeah, it's a talent show.
Do you bring it? Oh, it's them. It's the elves themselves.
It's the elves. Yeah, we try to keep morale up. You know,
right.
They work so hard.
And, right.
So there's that. There's a stand up night.
Oh, a comedian.
Oh yes.
Are your elves funny?
Yeah. Elves by nature are very humorous people.
Okay.
One to look at. So half of it is just a little person up there with a mic that's half their size.
It's the shoes.
Yes.
And the ears that y'all provide. Yeah, yeah.
High voices.
Right.
You know, it's hard. You're already laughing. It could be
the
saddest story you've ever heard, but you're chuckling.
Sure.
Which is hard. You know, you have to be careful with that, with deaths and such. But this is just a fun. November's our big, let's have fun and we'll work hard in December. So
there's
still, we've got a couple more concerts. I think there's like a talent show, like I said. It's a fun month.
Yeah.
November.
Yeah. November's kind of, and then December, it kicks up just in the getting ready to send everything out. Everything's made.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then January, like what, do you go on vacation? What happens right when you're done?
We take about 7 months off. I do. I don't know what I leave.
Do you have a COO under you?
Miss Claus.
Okay.
Yes.
She's the one. She runs things.
Mm-hmm, she does. She's a lot of the brains. I mean, if she, I get emotional thinking about it. I haven't seen her in a couple of weeks. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm. No, we really appreciate, we have a lot of feelings here. That sounds fun.
Mm. Anyway, she's great.
Yeah, she's just
been together 3,000 years, 21 days. Okay, I'm sorry. Pull it together.
Wow, thank you. Well, I mean, it just shows the love. It just shows the love that y'all really have.
Mm.
But then when you go on vacation, she stays back?
No, or she comes.
She just kind of runs it virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virtually runs it.
Right.
It depends how you say it.
Are you the night of the big night?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to talk about the big night because I know you listen to the show. You've told me before what a fan you are, if that sounds fun. So you know that we talk to a lot of people who tour and are on the road. And so we talk a lot about like road life. Road life is like one day.
Yeah,
of the
but
year.
It feels like a century.
Yeah, I bet. Because you see everybody.
Does a wonder to your back.
I was going
to
ask if, and literally I was leaning toward, is there
tight hammies?
Is there a chiropractor?
Well, we had to, this, now, funny story. We found a boy, 25, everyone's a boy or a girl to me because they're so much younger.
Sure.
But we found a boy, brought him in. We thought, look, he's good at his job. What if we bring him to the North Pole and put him on staff, you know?
Sure.
And it didn't work very well.
Oh.
Yeah, just because it's such a magical place.
Sure.
And he was so, you know, gobsmacked.
He just never recovered. I mean, I feel a little bit being in the room with you like that.
Well, it's, you know.
You're different than the Santa at the mall. I know it's really you.
That we don't.
Oh, we don't talk about those. No. Some people would say y'all are coworkers, but I've just never believed. I know.
Tell me the name. I know the names. I just got a text. He's off. He's bad. He's dead. Whoever that was.
Yeah, I knew it was never as friendly as they want you to believe.
Let me put it this way. How would you feel, Annie Downs?
Mm-hmm.
Social Security. Oh, we'll do that.
Yeah,
but I know it.
Thank you. Wow. I know. I know you do.
How would you feel if you went to a random town in America, you walked in a mall, and there was a woman that looked like a worse version of you, meeting and greeting, and everyone's so excited.
Saying they're my name.
Oh, and they are proud to be you.
Yeah.
They have done everything they can to look like you.
Right.
And they gallivant and make their money, their dirty money.
Right.
Pretending to be. And you have to, look, there you are. And everyone's enjoying you.
Right. But it's
but
not.
But that's not you.
Yeah, that would be hard because it's every mall in the world, probably.
Literally.
Yeah. But you aren't friends with any of them. Okay.
Let's just say they don't always get what they ask for.
Right. Right.
That's our one way to get back.
Yeah, the real Santa collective.
There's some spilled milk and uneaten cookies in those houses.
Sure.
You can imagine.
Yeah, let's talk about the cookie situation. Do you love it?
It's tricky. Okay. You know, there's a pill we take right before the 25th.
Okay.
That is a magical pill.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's a really aggressive metabolism booster.
Okay.
And I mean really aggressive. You take that thing about 2 minutes too early and it's an interesting night. A lot like Woodstock, which I did go to, which is a whole other story. There's pictures. But you have to take the pill. And then, you know, you can do a lot of I think we measured a decade ago, and I think I was eating something like a ton and a half of cookies.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So
that's like more than an elephant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an elephant of cookies.
You ate an elephant of cookies.
Yeah.
Every December 24th to 25th.
And, you know, I snack too sometimes. And
sure. I mean, you got to take stuff in between houses. You have to have energy.
It's, you know, so it's hard. You try not to eat, but they're always there, and the little boys and girls.
They
don't want to see them not to eat.
Do you favor the houses that leave carrots for the...
You know, we used to have a rabbit we took on the road with us.
Instead of feeding it to the reindeer.
Mm. And he was good, you know, because I'd get him to sort of nibble and we'd put it back and then we lost him in a house. Mm, yeah, in Scotland.
Oh.
And
that
was a confusing night for a lot of us. Because we didn't know where we were, right over Nairobi and someone, you know, hey, where's Veldemir? That was a little rabbit's name. And I said, well, he should be in the back. That's what, you know, and he wasn't there. And so we had a way of tracing where he was. And I realized I had left him in Scotland.
Oh, gosh. You can't go backwards because you've got so much to do.
It's too much. So a lot of us were sad.
Yeah.
I check in on him.
Sure.
He did die 20 years ago, but I checked in on him for a long time. I forget about time sometimes.
Do you have a favorite part of the world you get to see besides where you live in the North Pole?
Yeah, a lot of the beaches.
Sure. Yeah. It's just warm.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But do you just slow up the sleigh and take a peek?
Because I'll go for a dip.
You have that kind of time.
Oh, well, no, but I do it. I mean, I'm Santa.
It's fine if you're late to some houses.
Yeah, I'll just do a big old bomb right, you know, 1,000 feet up and just right in. And
you told me before we started about that one house. So I was hoping you would tell that story here because I just thought I was amazed.
1974.
Mm.
North Mississippi. It's hard to talk about. Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay.
Specific.
I remember you saying that part.
It was a routine night.
Everything had been going
great
fine.
Time. Yeah. We were doing great time.
Yeah.
We stop over. I slide down the chimney, usual bit. I remember laughing with Veldemir that night about something. I forget what, a joke about chocolate or something. So I get down the chimney and I'm out. And there's a man standing there who looks just like me.
No.
And I mean just like me. So
not one of the small ones, this guy
knows. I think it's a mirror. So sure. I naturally sort of move to see, and he doesn't move with me, and I...
Oh.
I am...
Why did I never think to set up a mirror in front of fireplace?
Yeah, you can't. Don't do that. We've lost 3 Santa Clauses. Okay. That's very confusing. Okay. And the glass is sharp, and they walk through it's sort of like a bird in windows.
Oh, yeah,
just smack right into it.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So anywho, I stand there for a minute, realize this man is identical to me.
Yeah.
It ends up he is my long lost twin brother.
I can't believe it.
And
what is his name?
I'd rather not share.
He still lives.
Yes, he still
he just exists.
He does. And you know, we sat and talked, and I remember vague memories of him and when we were children before. I was chosen. Everyone is chosen to be Santa. And he, of course, that was hard for him because why me and not him?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was a good time to tell him why, because I knew. but it was a hard night. It was a beautiful night. I don't regret it.
Awkward going to his house? You also mentioned that the ex-girlfriend, who it's so weird that you dropped presents at her house.
Well, and you know, that's... So here's the funny part. He married my high school sweetheart.
Oh, wow.
Out of a mistake on her part. And that's...
Wow.
You know,
she
thinks she's married to me.
Yeah,
Santa Claus, which, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, she downgraded for sure.
Well, you said it, not me.
Yeah.
But she did. I mean, she gets out of
the bag. It's just got to be awkward to drop presents there.
Yeah, well, I dropped a few things there. just, you know, because I was dealing with things and whatever. But
Emotionally. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a hard night. I keep in touch with him. We share pictures and his children and, you know, I miss him. But
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I just think when I think back on my elementary, middle school, high school years, there are people I just don't want to see ever again. Mm. And you underestimate that you have to see all the people you don't ever want to see again from your childhood.
Geraldo Rivera.
Is he the one you really avoid?
Ooh, like a plague. Like a plague. I don't know what it is about him. He just bothers me.
Do you know him or are you just Santa know him? Like, did you know him?
Okay.
Do you have a history?
We were in a band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for a quick spell. We did a gig together for Microsoft in the early 2000s, and let's just say it didn't go well.
Yeah.
But good on the guitar.
Really?
Very good. Yes. Yeah. People do not know.
No, I didn't
fabulous.
Know.
Fabulous. Freebird, that solo. Oh, just mind bender.
Yeah.
But terrible human.
Right.
To me. I don't know if he is in person, but we didn't have a good relationship, so...
Interrupting this conversation with Santa Claus to tell you about our good friends over at Third Love, one of my favorite bras that I have personally ever owned. It's a perfect fit, so many sizes, way more. It's like 70 different sizes, including their signature half-size cup, and the quality is so impressive. And it's super convenient to figure out what your right size is. You find your fit in just 60 seconds with Third Love's online fit finder. And you can order and try on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. So I am just such a fan of Third Love. That's why I keep telling you about it. You guys know that I only bring my friends on here. And so I consider Third Love a friend. They are just the best. If you are looking for a new bra, looking for a couple of bras, starting 2019 out fresh. There's 100% fit guarantee, which I absolutely love. Their team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. And if you don't love their product, returns and exchanges are free and easy. And actually, they have this new cotton collection and they recently launched it because it's their most requested style. And I love that Third Love takes its customers' input really seriously. So it's new cotton t-shirt bras and cotton underwear. And it took 2 years to develop and perfect the cotton collection, which is made with a premium cotton. The result is a line of incredibly soft, smooth, and breathable bras and underwear you'll want to wear every day. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for every woman out there. So right now, they're offering you guys, my friends, 15% off your first order. So just go to thirdlove.com/soundsfun now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Remember, that's thirdlove.com/soundsfun for 15% off today. What do you listen to? So it's... You've finished Christmas. Mm. You've seen Geraldo. It's gotten awkward.
Ugh.
Or you've seen his house. That's weirder for him than it is for you. You know, at the North Pole, what's a normal day like? What are y'all listening to? What are y'all, is there music?
You know, there's a talented, this man, this boy, man boy. Handsome, quick of foot, strong of hug, blue-green of eyes, blonde.
Does he live there?
No, I'm just a big fan.
Oh.
I can't even do his house because I get so starstruck. True story.
Really?
Yes, I have to send.
Who do you send?
One of the elves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Who's not a big music fan because it doesn't bother him. But he, he's just, we listen to his music constantly. He's so talented.
Who is it?
Dave Barnes. I don't know.
Dave
yes.
Barnes. You, Santa, you are never going to believe this.
What
I'm
is
friends
it?
With him. What? Yeah.
Shut the front door. You know him.
Yeah.
Like personally.
Yeah,
you could call
him.
Yeah. You could text him right now.
Do you want me to text him right now?
No, don't. I'm nervous. Don't do it.
Okay.
He did these skits years ago where he was pretending
he dressed
to
like
be
you.
Me. Yes, and so they pinged our radar.
Yeah.
We have to do the due diligence of who's
sure,
this,
y'all have Google alerts.
Yes, and so, we Googled him and found that he was doing these impressions. And so first it was going to be, shut it down. But the more I just laughed. And that led me to the music, which is just a real gift to the world. I feel like years from now, we'll still be talking about his musical contributions.
Sure.
What a gift
agree.
He is.
Yeah. So y'all play him over the speakers. Everybody loves him.
We just sing him a cappella all at the same time. Yeah. We don't even need it's how well we know the music.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone will just start a song and before you know it, we'll, three albums deep, just singing.
Just straight through.
Yeah, we know it in every language. It's really, and in Chinese, it's surprisingly, hauntingly beautiful, a lot of the catalog.
I believe it. I believe
it's
it.
It's really nice.
What kind of stuff are y'all eating? Like, do you have a chef?
Who
cooks for them?
So we have an Olive Garden that a lot of us really enjoy. Yes.
That's the only chain that's up there?
Yes, the only standalone. We do have some Chick-fil-A every Thursday. Truett Cafe.
Yeah, good guy.
What amazing man.
Good guy.
He used to, we would stay in touch. He'd send some Chick-fil-A. But Olive Garden is the only standalone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very good staff, to great staff.
Bottomless
breadsticks.
Breadsticks,
which
yeah.
to me, carbs, you got me.
Right.
Sign me up.
I'm here. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, even thinking about Olive Garden, thinking about getting to play music, I would imagine that over the last 50 years, somehow Olive Garden got there. Chick-fil-A got, technology's got to be working in your favor as the years go by.
Sadly, we don't have any reception on the North Pole.
Oh, there's no reception.
There's no cell phones, no. My dear wife always says, I'm not smart enough to have a smartphone. But the truth is, we just don't really have any service there.
Really?
It's sad.
So it's only when you get here that you're able to use.
And boy, do the texts explode.
The minute I get to know,
it's just, millions of texts.
I would imagine. What would you do?
Well, the thing that's really confusing is that's how a lot of children submit their wish list now. It's all electronically.
Really?
Yes. And so we've really
had not a lot of service. What do you?
Well, we just have to have people do intermediate visits,
And
download.
Just pop down.
And it's, we're working with Sprint. To update the service there. It's taking some time, but it's it's time.
Yeah.
We're a little behind in that aspect.
Okay, so the craziest thing is, apparently, we are a week from Christmas, so everything's already done, but one of your elves got service. It's an old friend of mine, Lil Scooter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Lil Scooter here.
Scooter.
Yeah,
long time.
You remember me. I wasn't sure you remember me. Good. I hate to call like this, but you know what? I know you're doing a commercial radio show. You're doing something.
Yes.
It's time people hear our side of things.
Wow.
I got some things we need to address, okay?
Oh,
Scoot, I don't know if you remember the contract that you signed.
It doesn't matter. Sue me. We don't care anymore.
Sorry. Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. As you know, I'm the union rep up here at the poll, right?
At the poll.
Also, hey, Annie, big fan. Or
thanks.
Little fan, I should say. You're great.
Lil Scooter, I'm a fan of yours too. That's one of the reasons I answered my phone when it rang, is because I knew it was you. So I did not know you were the union rep for all the elves. Are you newly elected? Or has this been your role for a while?
It's been about 200 years.
Okay.
So a short time.
Yeah.
So. But the last few years, things have gotten a little rough. So
explain that.
Us elves, we pretty much are limited to three career paths, right? We work for you at the North Pole, Santa, or we work in the Keebler tree making fudge.
Yeah. Sure.
Or we can be an extra on a Peter Jackson Hobbit film. That's kind of it.
which I think you've completed the trifecta, haven't you, Little Scooter?
I've done all three, yes.
Yes, that's what I thought, yes. Yeah.
We'd love to keep working up here with you, but we've come up with some demands that you'll either need to meet to avoid a strike, or if you don't meet them, we're going to quit and we're going to send the Nutcracker to your house, and let's just say he takes his name very literally.
Ooh, okay, dear mother. Ooh, okay, I'm listening.
Okay, Little Scooter, what's happening?
We have three demands. First of all, regular-sized toilets. Come on, dude.
Ooh, boy, this... what is the problem with the ones we have now?
I have had so many splash landings, and we're tired of it.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
We just want to tinkle, do not want to go for a swim, okay?
Okay.
I go to the bathroom, come out looking like I rode a log flume.
I have not heard it explained as such, but I will talk to someone about that.
How many toilets is that replacing, Little Scooter, if Santa has to get all new toilets for all the elves?
Give or take 35,000.
Okay.
Good gracious.
Do you know how weird it is to go to the bathroom and ask if you can stand on your bro's shoulders?
Well, I had to go at Shaq's house, and that's verbatim what happened. True story. I don't know if you knew that, but he's got a large toilet for a large man.
35,000.
Unbelievable.
Okay, is that Santa? I mean, gosh, I feel this was such a sweet show, and it's taken a really surprising turn.
Little Scooter, I can't confirm, but I have a good feeling I can probably help in that area.
Okay, I feel like that's something, because Little Scooter, Santa was telling me just before that y'all take a couple of months off right after Christmas, or at least he does.
Oh, we know he does. We work tirelessly, and then he works one night out of the year, gets all the credit.
Sure, wow.
Well, that's a little harsh. I mean, one night. I mean, it's technically like, you know, like 36 hours if you follow the sun.
Okay.
Or the moon.
Okay, so the toilet thing we can fix.
Maybe.
All right. Okay. Yes. Good start.
Maybe.
Okay. That's okay. Wow. I feel really honored. I know Santa doesn't really do podcasts.
I may not anymore after this, right, honestly. Right. It's maybe the last one.
Right. It just feels so amazing that we're having such a serious conversation on this show, which is great. So sorry, go ahead, Little Scooter. Your second situation?
Number two, no pun intended, we're done with the toilets. Wages. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it used to just be taking a hammer to wood toys. You can pay us whatever you want. But now kids want iPhones. They want Apple Watches. They want VR headsets.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah. We've had to go back to school. We've had to learn engineering. It took me 2 years to figure out how to make a fidget spinner, and now kids are over it. All right.
Little Scooter, maybe that might be something having to do with your intellect. I don't know that's necessarily.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
That could be. I mean, let's be honest, Liz. What was your mother's name? Beatrice? She was so sweet, but slow of hand, I remember.
All right.
Just being fair.
The disrespect we work under. So we just think our wages should reflect our ever-evolving skills.
So what are you making, like, right now? What's your yearly salary? I know you're higher up, and so yours is probably better than the average. What's the average elf making?
I'm not. I'm set. Average elf, give or take $22.
A year?
A year.
Yeah. Which went up from 15 last year, just so everyone knows.
Gosh. Wow.
You know, we have little socks and things. They don't cost as much given.
Sure. Everything's just a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we just work so hard to lift you up, Santa. We don't get the credit, and it's fine. We're a humble crew. You know, it's just like little Ronnie from Waco. Santa didn't make you that bike. I did. With my tiny, callous, frostbitten fingers, you know?
I oversaw the building. Of it.
And we don't want the credit. We just want to be able to ball out a little bit.
Sure. So what's the union suggesting or requesting, I guess?
About a nickel a year. Is that doable?
Seems very small. It feels very doable. I don't know. I don't know that. Who's your CPA, Santa?
A man named Joseph Smithson, who lives in Salt Lake City.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds like a Salt Lake kind of guy.
He is.
So, I mean, I guess you'd have to check.
I have to run it by him, run up the chain, old chimney, as you will.
Right.
Make sure that he's not.
It's not a no, so it's not a no.
It's a gentle no, but it's a malleable no.
Okay.
We'll take that.
Okay, great. And you said there's a third one, Little Scooter.
There's a third, yes. I have a feeling we can all come together on this one. We rid the world of Elf on the Shelf.
I hate it.
Oh,
I hate, they scare me to death. I walk in and I think it's one of you guys every time. Little Scooter, I about wee-wee in my red pants.
Yes.
Oh,
it's creepy. It's appropriation. It's a horrible representation of who we are.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you and I have been in the same place a few times, little Scooter. You don't look anything like that Elf on the Shelf.
No, I have short eyelashes.
I would say was the most like you is your eyelashes. It's those long limbs.
Very long limbs. Yes, I have. I'm a very stubby elf.
Well, and elves rarely smile. And you know, this happy little elf on the shelf.
Sure.
That's why I get so scared, is because I think he knows something.
Okay, but the elf on the shelf, to both of you, I say, to you, little Scooter, and to Santa, I mean, the elf on the shelf, they say that they fly back every night.
No. Yes, that's why it misrepresents us. They're little narcs. Kids think we straight up chill on their shelves, watch them all day, then they go rat on them to Santa. Snitches get stitches. Everyone knows that.
Well, wasn't your... I mean, listen, little Scooter, didn't you do the talent show last year and your name was Little Narc in the talent show? Was that like a little joke?
It was a little joke. Okay. Yeah, it was a little tip of the Santa hat to
That's good.
Show.
I get it now. I didn't laugh then, but I am laughing now. Well done.
Is little Scooter usually in the music part of the talent show or the comedy night? Because you said y'all have both.
Well, I have many talents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm kind of the Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance at the North Pole, if you will.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. Wow.
He has a lot of influence.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that about
his family
you.
Is one of the oldest elf families.
But tell me a little bit more, little Scooter. Your family is like a historical elf family?
They are, yes. My great-great-grandfather went to college with Santa, actually.
True story.
At,
oh, wow.
Where was that, Santa?
NPU.
Yeah.
North Pole
University.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, y'all both knew.
The Fighting Snowman.
We go way back. That's why it hurts even more.
Because of the family ties.
Being treated unfairly. My great-grandfather would resettle in his urn if he knew how we were being treated.
Remind me your great-grandfather's name.
Oh, that was Big Pine Needle.
Y'all were such good friends, Santa, huh? Back at NPU.
I remember watching Dances with Wolves, and there was a Native American called Big Pine Needle. He was a nefarious character. Untrustworthy.
Wow. I mean, I just wonder, little Scooter, it actually, you know, this story has turned out a little bit beautiful because for one of your dearest friends, Santa, for one of your dearest friends' family members to be who now represents all your elves feels like a really... Like, you'll listen to Little Scooter. You may not listen to some of the others.
Mm.
Who'd you take the job over from, Little Scooter? Who was the union rep before you?
Oh, that was a medium fir tree.
Oh, meaty. Meaty fern.
I mean, I can't imagine that he was as persuasive as you are, because you just got 35,000 new toilets.
Right. Now, he was a legend, but he got stomped on by Blitzen one time, and that was it.
Gone.
That was
it. Immediate death.
Was it an accident?
Mm. We don't know. Okay. There's conspiracy theories.
Wow.
Many people don't know, but the elves and the reindeer are at odds and have been for thousands of years.
Really?
Because they're fighting for my attention, as you can imagine.
Sure.
You know,
Rudolph. Little Scooter, who's your favorite? Or I guess, who's your arch nemesis in the reindeer department? Do you have one, or do you kind of have to be middle of the road?
You know, Rudolph is a real pain.
Really? It's the nose.
It was the song and the nose. Thinks he's better than everyone. He likes to poke us in our little heinies with his little big red nose.
Oh gosh, I would see. This is what this show is about. This is what That Sounds Fun is about: is bringing you information you did not already have, and I had no idea there was a feud.
People forget. I mean, you know, here's the truth about Rudy. He. There's a lot of pain, you know, there, and I think because he's so famous, you know, everybody sees him as a star, you know.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
Got a great singing voice, which not many people know, but...
Yeah.
He does. I didn't want to get greedy, but our fourth demand was a venison dinner courtesy of Rudolph next year.
Wow.
If possible.
This is wow. And now here's the irony, as I was talking to Blitzen this morning, and he requested an elven...
Oh, wow.
...dinner. And it's, you know, listen, this is a joke, you know, you just heard it. This is the joke every year. They slide, each side will slide me a note that says, hey, Santa, how about a venison dinner? And I'll chuckle and everybody laughs. And then, you know, the reindeer bring up the little, we'd rather have a side of elf. And,
oh, sure.
You know, they started the elf on the shelf craze.
It was the reindeers.
Yes, it was, which I...
Little Scooter, did you know that?
It was the reindeer?
You didn't hear that from me, but... If you could see me, I'm nodding right now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You know what I want for Christmas? A Civil War.
I think you're going to get it.
Shots fired.
Little Scooter, what are you working on today? Before, I mean, I know we just get to interrupt you for just a minute from your work. What is it you're up there working on?
I'm working on a, what is this called? It's a vape. It's for an 8-year-old. The kids these days.
Hey, let's tie that. Listen, this isn't, we're in testing for this. It's not, it sounds like vape, but he's mispronounced it.
It's a vape.
Vape. It's a French.
It's a toy.
Yes.
For French kids.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
That's like a crepe, but different.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
sure.
A, yes,
sure.
There we go. Sure. It's a crepe.
There we go. Well, I just, Little Scooter, I can't thank you enough for making time. That is just such a surprise. And really, I feel like y'all really worked some stuff down here between the two of you.
I think we did. I believe in this. I believe in us, Santa. Thank you for listening.
No, thank you for your hard work.
And I'll see you at the ball.
Tell you who.
Man, Santa, that... We just hung up with Little Scooter. That was a surprise. I'm sorry. I'm a little sorry I took the call, only because I thought it was like a surprise, Santa. Here's an elf that's going to come tell you how great things
it's
are
hard,
with you.
It's a, you know, it's a different scene than many people suggest. Well, you know, we're people. I mean, technically, I'm not. Neither is an elf or reindeer. But, you know, emotionally, we're like people. We have things we want and things we don't get. And the struggle's real there.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's a little bit of illumin, just a light shining on just some of the real things happening in the NP, you know?
Everyone's got to communicate.
We do.
In the NP. What are you asking for Christmas this year? If you were on the good list, what were you asking for?
World peace. Always.
Oh, always.
Yeah, and then ironically, second is world peace because I love them. And I have to be careful about where I put them on the list because one year I got world peace. And I got so excited, but the pronunciation is tricky.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, those two I always want.
Okay.
So I usually get one, but not the other.
Yeah, so far.
So far.
Right.
And then, you know, I think for me, it's I have a real heart for these, as you can tell, the reindeer and the elk. I just want everybody to get along.
That seems hard.
It's, you know, there's a lot of beef.
Uh-huh.
A lot of anger.
A lot of venison.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just, I would love to see them not fight.
Sure.
And jealousy and gangs. There's gangs.
Oh.
Yeah. It's.
Wow, this is dark.
There's a big elf gang called the NPCs.
Oh, wow. NPCs.
Yeah. The North Pole crazies.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the irony is they're not crazy at all. In fact, they can't hurt anything. It's a magical spell.
Aren't they, correct me if I'm wrong, but I did a little bit of research. Aren't they the woodwinds band?
They just
play instruments.
But they try to play aggressively.
Okay.
Yes. So
okay.
They.
But how aggressive are you getting on a clarinet?
Not,
is what I'm asking.
That's, you cannot be aggressive on a clarinet.
No.
It is, the maddest you sound is pleasant.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. You know, it's like someone trying to sing happy birthday angry. It's impossible.
It doesn't ever happen. I want to do one more quick, hard-hitting question, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes, of course.
When you sat down, you said Santa has his demons, too. And
I wasn't ready for this.
Right.
I hope I don't cry.
Tell me what that means.
I mean, you know, I look, I don't want to gloss
It's not the
over.
Easiest job.
It's not. It's, I think people misunderstand the rigors. I can never die.
Right.
That's a lie. I can. But it takes a sequence.
But you feel like
sequence.
You can't,
thank
which
you.
Is the problem.
Yes. And then there's pressure there.
Right.
Like, don't die. Kids
don't die. I can't die.
And then, you know, the weight. That's hard. Mm-hmm. You have to stay big. Mm. You know.
And you trim up pretty easily if you try.
I do. But, you know, I'm just cranking the carbs.
Right.
And, you know, it's, you know, being married for 2,000 years is tricky, you know? So that's hard. I love
it. And y'all work together.
We
so
do. We're, you know, we're always around each other.
Yeah,
and she's, well, I love her, Miss Claus.
Sure.
She's great.
That does lead me to one other real quick thing. You don't have a single female reindeer.
Yes, you know, we learned that it distracted the boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was, we had one.
Because I believe that male and females should be at a workplace together.
Well, here's the truth. The females are better. They are fast. Really? Oh, yes, faster and much more efficient. But it's optics at this point. You know, it's sure. People
you
are used
have
to knowing.
Blitz and,
yes, and, yeah. You know, Blitz gets mad and then Dancer won't dance.
Right.
So, and, you know, Rudolph's kind of calls the shots and he's... Mm. And, you know, we had one that was on there for a few years and she got pregnant and that was kind of what nobody really wanted to step forward with that whole debacle.
Sure,
Because, you know, you it's tricky.
Yeah. It's just all, there's a lot more than,
meets the eye.
Right. Mm. The North Pole went from what I considered a magical, it is magical.
Oh, it's amazing.
It just also has that other layer of reality.
Tragical. See?
It's magical and tragical. Mm. Mm-hmm. Right. Santa, the last question we always ask on the podcast, That Sounds Fun, because it's called That Sounds Fun, and we always want to know what sounds fun to you. So now, a week out from Christmas, besides replacing 35,000, where are you going to find 35,000 elf-sized toilets?
Well, we've been talking. I texted. I have a friend who's at Delta Faucets.
Sure.
And he knows a guy.
Yeah.
He's
you just put
before.
In an order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the irony is the elves will have to make them. That's what's humorous. I mean, that you're literally making.
Dear little Scooter, here's the joke you didn't know. Yeah. You're going to have to make your own toilet.
He doesn't know that, but I do. That makes it fun. But, you know, we can do it. I mean,
sure.
They'll just have to make them in January.
Yeah. And then just trade them out themselves.
I guess so.
Plumbers and elves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what sounds fun to you a week before Christmas?
Yeah. You know, I think what sounds fun to me is a week in Aruba.
Really? Mm,
yeah, just the sun.
Yeah.
The beach.
Yeah.
Mai Tais. Just, you know, a couple of days of just sitting back listening to Jimmy Buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Eating
from the Jimmy Buffet, probably.
Yeah, touché.
Because you.
I'll take two of those.
Yeah.
Gotta stay big. I have to stay big. That would be, I would love, you listen to Beach Boys and again some Dave Bonds. Just wear out, you know, his whole catalog. His Katna, this is what's funny about this is not many people live it. If you listen to those Christmas albums at the beach, it's a very interesting experience.
Really?
Oh, yes, because the waves are coming in and there's Christmas.
And, you know, we actually, you may not know this, but he actually let us use one of his Christmas songs as our music during the Christmas party.
Why do you think I'm on the podcast?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Cat's out of the bag.
Now I understand. That's why you said yes this year.
Yes, that's why. You know, I knew you knew him, and I'm a fan.
Right. Okay.
You know, I think just some time, like, that would be fun, listen to some music. And
well, you just, it is such an honor.
No, listen, thank you for having me. I mean, this is, we do enjoy what we've heard. I haven't heard any, but my friends who have listened said they love it. I did listen to Dave's episodes and, you know.
That's all you've heard is his.
So far,
he has a lot. That it's too much, isn't it?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, I would love as much as you want to put him on.
Okay.
I feel like he probably feels that way too. Ironically, I haven't asked him, but he did a Twitter Q&A and I wore him out with some questions, so he blocked me.
Did you just use a fake one or did you use
at mine,
Santa Claus?
And, had the certification and everything, but he blocked me.
Oh.
So that. Still a little bit of a wound.
Yeah. You know who's going to feel wounded? It's him on Christmas morning.
No, I'll give him whatever
he asks. You're that big of
a... Why do you think he married such a pretty girl?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Because he is not... He's handsome-ish if it's dark and you've got your eyes closed and he's not there. But he's...
Okay, we'll have him back, I'm sure.
Please do.
Don't worry. Yeah,
please do. I'll listen.
And we'd love to have you back, Santa, anytime. I mean, if anything happens... Especially as the relationship between Little Scooter and
he's fired.
Root. Oh, he is.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
He's already had to pack and leave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I bet that was.
You don't call Santa.
And not publicly.
No.
I just, you don't do that.
No.
Okay. Noted. Some would say ho, ho, ho. You would say no.
Exactly.
No.
Ho, no, no. Hashtag.
Santa, I like to ask this as well to all my guests. Is there anything we forgot that you want us to talk about? Did I leave off anything important that people need to know? I'm looking at my list. I did write, how are you different than God on my list?
Oh, listen. Oof, I don't want to go there. I've got my hand slapped a couple of times on that one. You know, I feel good.
Okay.
I feel like we've
really done it.
Spelunked
into the depths of Santa.
Yeah.
We didn't know. I didn't know. Well, Santa Claus, you are a real gift to our culture. And I just
see what you did there.
Thank you.
See what you did there. Oh, Annie.
And I do want to thank you for that toy kitchen you got me in 1986.
Mm.
You knew.
Yeah, I did.
I loved it.
Yes.
And if I don't get a record player this year, I'm going to be real disappointed. Yeah.
You got a few days.
Right, right. So it was July, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was July that switched me from, I knew it.
In August.
Yeah.
A little bit of September and then yesterday.
It moved me over. And yesterday. Yeah, that's it. I was hoping you were already traveling.
No.
I was hoping you were already traveling.
Always watching.
Well, friends, I couldn't have predicted that show would go like it did. But thank you to Santa Claus. Thank you to Lil Scooter, my favorite of all the elves. I'm just really grateful. Also, totally unrelated, I'd also like to thank Dave Barnes and Aaron Tuning. So totally unrelated. Make sure you check out Dave's music and make sure you check out Aaron. He is Aaron Tuning across all the social media. So those are just two of my friends that I thought would be interesting to tell you about today. If you need anything else from me, I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs across all the social media places. F as in flabbergasted that Santa was able to join us today. And we got a call from an elf. It's just more than you could ask for. If you need me, that's how you can find me at all the places. And make sure you give a follow to our friends, Dave and Aaron. And of course, Santa and Lil Scooter as well. Hope you guys are having a great Christmas party so far. We've got a couple of episodes left that are super special, and I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to finish this up with you, but I hope you have enjoyed it so far. If you haven't listened to the whole series, make sure you go back to right before Thanksgiving with Danielle Walker. And then we had the girls on from She Reads Truth about Advent, Ellie Holcomb, Banning Leapshire. It's really, really fun. So there are a lot of great people, John McLaughlin, The Hallmark Show. And remember, we are all watching the Hallmark movie together on Saturday the 22nd. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the Hallmark Show, and we're going to all be watching together on Saturday the 22nd. So that's all I got for you today. Go out and do something that sounds fun to you, and we will see you back here on Thursday. Merry Christmas, my friends.